Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks where the big opportunities lie. This is December 3rd, 2025. Glad you could tune in. Seriously, days like today are the reason we watch the tape, because it is just baffling. Okay, let's get right into it. We have to talk about Pure Storage. I was looking at the board this morning and I honestly thought my screen was broken. The stock is down 25% today. It is just a straight line down. It's a bloodbath. And if you're just looking at that red candle, you'd assume they announced, I don't know, that their headquarters burned down or they lost their biggest client. But here's the funny part. They actually just reported their Q3 earnings last night, and the numbers were good? I mean, they were solid. They reported revenue of $964 million, which was a beat. It grew 16% year over year. They hit their earnings per share target of 58 cents, right in line with what Wall Street wanted, and they even guided for over $1 billion in revenue for the next quarter. What that means is that the company is growing, making money, and landing deals. But the market looked at that report card and absolutely panicked. So, why the crash? Why erase a quarter of the company's value overnight? Well, it's all about the price tag you pay for that growth. I dug into the valuation multiples, and the disparity is wild. Before this drop, investors were paying a massive premium for Pure Storage, trading at something like 50 times forward earnings. Now, compare that to their biggest rivals. You have Dell and NetApp trading at a boring, reasonable 15 to 20 times earnings. My read is that the market finally snapped out of its AI trance. Investors were pricing Pure Storage like it was a high-flying software company, but the margins tell a different story. Analysts pointed out that Pure's operating margin is around 17%, while their boring competitor NetApp is cranking out 29%. So you were paying double the price for half the profitability. Of course, here's the catch. This reaction feels incredibly emotional. The company still has a fortress balance sheet, more cash than debt, and they are still taking market share from the legacy dinosaurs like Dell and HPE. If you believe that data storage is the oil of the AI age, today's drop might be the sale of the year. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time.